Good morning. This is Tracy Hales Vass, right on Four Corners. Today I have the pleasure of talking with Barbie Ewald about her children's books and many other things. Good morning, Barbie. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really excited to talk to you. I certainly love the two children's books of yours that I just recently read. I Dig This Book and Don't Touch This Book.
Yep.
And they are done in both English and Navajo, and then the others are in English and Spanish.
Right.
And you've done a great job with that. Do you want to tell our audience a little bit about what these two little books are about?
Well, Don't Touch This Book is, I did it on a whim, actually. I was having the oil change in my car, and sitting there, I wrote it and brought it back, and we looked at it and said, okay.
Uh-oh.
And I was smart enough not to try to translate it either into Spanish or Navajo. I had Dr. Carmelita Lee in Farmington Schools do the Navajo, and Dr. Nazario Garcia in Santa Fe do the Spanish.
Oh.
And we did it, and then all of a sudden it took off. Don't Touch Your Book was bought in quantity by the Public Education Department to give out to all Navajo first grade students as part of their governor's initiative for reading. So we followed up with I Dig This Book, and it's the same kind of idea that books can be good and just kind of whimsical and kind of fun, and highlighting the two other people in New Mexico, Navajos and Hispanics, along with Anglos.
Well, I think it's great. It's a really good, I mean, the books are easy to read, but it seems to me they would be a great avenue for a child to learn.
Exactly.
The other language, whichever it may be.
They were geared to first graders.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody learning Navajo or learning Spanish or the other way around, if you're a Navajo speaker or a Spanish speaker and trying to learn English, it would be a good place to start. And there are very few books written bilingually.
Yes.
It's amazing, and librarians especially and teachers love to have the bilingual books because they see kids needing that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Well, I can see Navajo kids giving this to their Navajo-speaking parents to help them learn English. It's great. Great avenue. Are these the only children's books you have written?
No, actually. I've written a number of adult books. Our first book was on Hispanic New Mexico contemporary Santero Charlie Carrillo. That was about 25 years ago. And I've written with my husband Paul Retz books on Nicolas Herrera, the portfolio of Spanish design, one on the neighborhood. That was because I was really mad. And I wrote the whole ugly tale of the neighborhood trying to deal with women not having rights in the association.
Oh.
And
so that was a true neighborhood.
Yeah, it was my neighborhood.
Wow.
And it was just something I wrote to kind of get back to him. I mean, it was two court cases and, you know, I won, but I was still mad.
I can understand that. I did some research on that, and I bet.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you wrote it.
So I've written about 28, 29 books all told.
And you wrote the ultimate hot air balloon bucket list.
Yes, balloons are coming up.
Oh, exciting.
And the New Mexico bucket list book and the Green Chili bucket list book.
Ah, very good.
So I have a number of strange interests.
You do. That's what makes us well-rounded people.
Yeah, and our publishing company, we're the first largest independent book publishing company in New Mexico and the second largest behind UN Press. For 25 years, we have done books on Navajo and Pueblo earrings. We just released a story about the Hopis. We've done a lot of New Mexico history and a lot of children's books. We've done a lot of books in 25 years.
You have. And you do... Our Saints Among Us has to do with an art exhibit. It goes with an art exhibit? Or tell me about that.
That was one of our first books. We did it on our own collection of New Mexico Hispanic artwork, both traditional and contemporary. And the art exhibit traveled to, I think, 9 different venues in multiple states. Texas, Oklahoma, California, all over the place, Colorado, and venues in New Mexico.
Wow. So the book goes with the art? Is that how that works? Oh, that's exciting. Well, you certainly do have a lot of different interests.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I understand that sentiment, too. And so with all that, when do you have time to write?
Well, it's really nice when you can do a book sitting to have your oil changed.
Right.
That's really easy. But I tend to get up early and write and take care of business before the phone starts ringing or I have to make deliveries. So I have a couple hours of peace and quiet, and that's when I do a lot of things.
Great.
I also have a blog. It's kind of my way to vent about different things.
Where could our audience find that?
It's on Cell Sheet is the name of it.
Okay.
TheCellSheet.com.
Great. So do you have a few pages or something you'd like to read for us?
Sure.
Great.
I dig this book, and it's a play on words because it shows that the Four Corners area, which is basically what we aimed at with the Navajo translation, has a lot of interesting animals and all kinds of things buried and you can dig up, except if you're on Indian land, of course.
Right.
You can't dig up anything. But it shows that books are as valuable as the things you can dig up from the earth.
Right.
And it's just kind of simple. Mm-hmm. So it starts out, books can always be your friend. A book never gets mad at you. A book is always fun. A book never bullies you. A book never judges you. A book can make you feel good. A book can open your mind. Books can be on any subject. You can read about sports, art, history, animals, ancient peoples in the Southwest, or just made-up things. You can read a book at any place and almost any time. You can be alone with your pet, or you can be with friends. You can read a book in the library. You can read a book at school. You can return a book to the library, and you can get another. There are books for children, teenagers, and adults. Everyone can read a book. All you need is a book to enjoy yourself. You don't need tools or anyone else. Sharing a book can be fun. A book brings people together. Books can help you learn new things. Books make the best gifts for everyone. Everyone likes to read. Books can take you to a place far away. You can dream with a book. Books can be an adventure in space, the jungle, a city, or to see forgotten ruins. Books can help you find lost tribes or lost peoples. Books can make you think. Someone else can feel the same way you do. Books can talk about famous people and help you understand what they did to become famous. Books can make you want to do new things. Have you created art, or sung a song, or given a speech, or learned about other people? Then write it down. You can even write your own book. You don't have to be a grown-up to write a book. There is nothing better than to give a great book as a gift. A book shows a friend you care. Anyone can borrow a book from the library. It is free. I dig books. Reading a book makes me a better person. The end.
The end. That is so lovely. The message is so clear, and I just love the translations. So did you write it first and then have ask your people to translate?
Yes. That's the way they felt comfortable with it, to have the simple things about a book. And it was sent to them, and Dr. Lee and Dr. Garcia quickly turned it around, and there's a book ready to go.
Great. And it looks like you've already won a lot of awards with that.
Yeah, I can't complain.
No, I wouldn't. You've done well. That's great.
I must confess, I spend more time promoting other people's
right.
books than my own, but it seems to do okay by itself.
There you go. I know how that goes.
It doesn't get a lot of help.
Yeah, it doesn't need it. And the illustrations, who illustrated these?
That's an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
The illustrations were free online.
Oh, they're great. They really are.
Yeah, I just, rather than working with an illustrator, just found what I wanted and stayed to the same style, and it worked out beautifully.
It did.
Now, other books of ours, like we have the new book by Nazario Garcia for children, and that is illustrated by Dolores Aragon. So we have experience with illustrators, but for my books, I wanted to do fast and easy, and that seemed to be the best way to go.
Well, it works, yes. So do you have to work at finding an illustrator for other writers then?
Yes. And in many ways, that's kind of the hardest thing.
I can imagine.
To find both an illustrator who has the right style for the book, but who is easy to work with. Some illustrators are backed up and have lots of work. Some illustrators, like they are artists, are kind of, you know, I'll do it tomorrow.
Right.
And tomorrow is a year later.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of keeping on top of that.
And do you involve the authors in the choosing of the illustrator?
Yes. Well, we do. Mm-hmm. Not all publishers do, but and we don't legally have to, but we like to show the author what's going on, and you know, they give us their feedback, and, you know, if they aren't comfortable with what is going on, then it's not a good project.
Right, that's true.
So we like to keep everybody happy.
Good. I know that, yes, like you said, sometimes an author will just turn over his book and then not have any say about it.
Yeah.
So it's good that they're involved then.
Yeah, we always do. We know other publishers, when they first see the book, the author, even the cover is a surprise to them. And we like to have nothing be a surprise, because surprises can sometimes backfire on people.
Absolutely.
And we don't like that.
Right. They're not always good surprises, yes.
No. And
true.
We're fortunate because our authors, almost all of them, promote their books and sell their books mm-hmm. and do talks and really promote what they've done. So they're our best ambassadors for their own books.
That's great. So they need to be happy with the whole pictures.
Yes.
Yes, very good. So who is Charlie Carrillo?
He's possibly New Mexico's number one santero.
Oh.
He's a New Mexican Hispanic artist in Santa Fe,
mm-hmm.
and he has won national awards, like he won an award from the NEA. He's won the Governor's Award. He's won Best of Show from the Spanish Market. He has exhibited all over the United States and internationally. So it was the first time a contemporary santero has been in a book, and we have pictures of his artwork and, you know, his story, how he came to be what he wanted to be. He has a PhD from UNM in anthropology and archaeology, so he wasn't trained in art.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of where he's ended up, and through his training, he understands the Hispanic traditions.
Oh.
So we took the book around to a number of publishers, and they said nobody would ever buy a book on a Hispanic contemporary santero.
Oh, dear.
And we said, it's nice that you're enlightened. And that book has sold out. We sold more than 7,000 copies.
That's interesting.
So I kind of think they were wrong.
I think they were wrong, yes. I love those stories.
Yeah. We do the art, the culture, the traditions
mm-hmm.
of both the Hispanic people, and now we're branching out as we can to do all the Native American peoples in New Mexico. They all have different stories,
mm-hmm.
Navajos, the Hopis, the Pueblos, all the different peoples. And we want to, you know, when we can, try to explore what they have to say, because everybody together has a good story and is part of New Mexico.
That's right. Faces of the Market. Tell me about that one.
The market is terrible.
Oh.
I mean, that's putting it mildly.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all bookstores I can think of have cut back.
Mm.
Many have money problems. Mm. The big people in town, like Amazon and some of the others, really are trying to force everybody to buy books that are kind of generic and out of New York mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And New Mexicans, you know, like those kinds of books, but they also want to read books about New Mexico, written about New Mexicans.
Right.
So it's a constant fight to have our kinds of books in the face of potential buyers. We're coming on the big season for gift giving and back to school and everything else.
Right.
It's a time when people really buy books. And so we're trying to make sure our books get out and have our authors out and make sure that people have the opportunity to buy local books. We firmly believe in buy local, whether it's books or clothing or food or whatever it is.
Right. Support your own community, absolutely.
Exactly.
And I certainly enjoy it, interviewing authors from this area.
You do a good job, and we need more of that. And unfortunately, a lot of newspapers and magazines have cut back on book reviewers, so it is harder and harder to get the word out, because if people don't know about the book, they can't buy or look for the book.
That's true. That's very true. Marketing is a number one issue. Unfortunately, it's so different than the creative process.
Exactly.
I know many authors who have trouble turning that corner from the creativity to the marketing.
It's a rare person who can do both the marketing and the creative end. Mm-hmm. And many times we're involved in delivery of books or promoting authors 7 days a week. And it is a job.
I'm sure.
Doing shows, we do, you know, about 10, 20 shows a year where we have our books out. We do a big show in Gallup every year at the Sacred Heart Cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
And the only place in Gallup that now carries books is Butler's Office Supplies. They, to their credit, had that book nook, and that's wonderful. But, you know, books need to go out to people. The library in Gallup does a nice job. All the libraries up north, Aztec, Farmington, mm-hmm. school libraries do a good job, but it is a struggle and it is work.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've done both, and that's admirable.
We try, and then come in January and February, we're tired.
Yes, I can imagine. And is that when you go up in the hot air balloon?
No. Well, we're going in 2 weeks.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
So is that something you do often?
Every year. The Balloon Fiesta is the world's largest collection of balloons and balloon events. And for about a week and a half, it's constant ballooning.
Oh.
And our company was chosen by the Balloon Fiesta people to be the official balloon book purveyors for the 50th Ballooning Fiesta in a couple of years. So we're busily writing a kid's book and an adult book, a coffee table book, and we'll see what other things we have going on.
Oh, that's great.
But we had the coffee table book for the 40th anniversary, and it sold out. It was a tremendous hit.
Oh, I bet.
So it doesn't hurt that balloonists are doing a balloon book.
Right. Can get the inside scoop.
Because I bet you if we weren't, some New York publisher would come in and say, hey, we can do it. We don't know a thing about ballooning
exactly.
or New Mexico. But we'll do it.
Right. So you take your own photographs also?
Yes.
Wow, so there's another talent on your sheet.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of why we have books and photos mm-hmm. and all kinds of things all over the house.
I can imagine. That's great. Wow, so what is your favorite thing to do?
This is a hard question. Probably doing book shows and talking to people who like to read.
Mm.
Because they give wonderful feedback.
Yes.
They like our books. They will suggest other titles or things to make them better.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing kids who like books.
Oh, yes.
So I think talking to people who like books.
I like to do that, yes. And so I bet you have people come up to you and say, I'd like a book about something like this, and you can recommend such a thing.
Yeah, a lot of people say, do you know about a certain book, about a certain topic?
Mm.
We also have a number of people every week say, I've got a book on such and such. Can you publish it? And we're like, oh, my goodness.
Right.
What people don't know is that publishers work a couple years out.
Right.
So if you want to have a book published in the near future, you've got to get on a schedule. And the second is all publishers do not publish all kinds of books.
Right.
Like we don't do sci-fi or poetry or romance novels mm-hmm. or memoirs. And most publishers are like that.
Right. I've had students come to me and say, I have a great idea for a book. How do I get it published?
Well, a lot of, you know, they can do what we did. We had to start with doing our own.
There you go.
And it just grew. But in this day and age, I mean, when we started, you had to go to a printer and, you know, go through a whole song and dance. It's a lot easier now.
Yes, it is. Where is a web presence that our audience can go look at some of the products and books?
Okay, they can go to info@nmsantos.com or www.lpdpress.com, or they can just put, like, I'm terribly lazy, put Rio Grande Books in their search engine, and it will come up.
Great. So that's info@nmsantos.com. LPD Press?
Yep.
Or search for Rio Grande Press?
Yep.
Great. Great. Well, you have been quite productive. And I hope that you will keep that up.
Well, we hope so. We at least have to work until the 50th Balloon Fiesta.
Right.
You have to remember, this is... We retired, and this happened, so...
Oh, my.
It didn't really take.
Yeah. I understand that one.
Yep.
And were you instructors or teachers before that?
I was a teacher in Maryland before that,
mm-hmm.
and Paul was a educational administrator.
Well.
And then we left those jobs and went into public relations for a while in Maryland, and then came here.
What brought you to New Mexico?
A friend suggested, a friend had a wedding at the Balloon Fiesta, and we came, and we said, you know, someday we'd like to move here, and our friends in New Mexico worked, and they said, we found you the perfect house.
Oh.
And they, in fact, did.
Well, there you go. And now you are New Mexicans.
Yep.
I love that. It's a beautiful place to live.
Yes, it is. I'm looking right now at the clouds coming in, and going to leave you and do my rain dance.
All right. Do one for us, too, up
you
here
got
in Farmington.
It.
Well, it's been great talking to you, Barbie. I really appreciate the time you've taken with me and the information I've learned from you.
Well, and thank you for all the work you do to promote local authors, because that is important.
I think so. That's what this show is about. All right. Well, thank you again.
Thank you very much.
I've been talking to Barbie Awalt about books, about publishing, and all kinds of interesting things. This is Tracy Hales-Vass, right on Four Corners, KSJE 90.9 FM, and on KSJE.com. You can contact me at writeon@sanjuancollege.edu.